Message number 200. Sorrow at loss of my children who want nothing to do with me. Thursday, September 22, 2011 at 21:30. My dearly beloved daughter, prepare your family for the warning. Ask my children everywhere to seek forgiveness for their sins. Their request must be from the heart. If not, they will suffer the burning pain of purgatory during my divine mercy illumination, when I will face each and every one of you. The purification ahead will leave such a lasting and unforgettable impression on your souls that you will remain in the bosom of my heart for eternity. For those of you who know and love me, please prepare now for my greatest gift. Obtain blessed candles and holy water and be ready so you can join in the prayers with the saints in heaven to help redeem the souls of all of my children around the world. For the first time in your lives, you will be truly alone in my company. Without a sound, you will witness my crucifixion, and for unbelievers, they will then finally understand the truth of my suffering for mankind. You, my children, will understand and welcome my great gift of mercy, and you will be given a strength known only to the saints in heaven. This strength will forge the backbone of my new army on earth afterwards. This great army will save millions of other souls from the clutches of the army led by the Antichrist. Prayer now will save and help convert millions during this crucial time since the creation of mankind. Let me embrace you children in advance. Allow me to give you the courage and the strength to bring me more souls. I need your love. My wounds are raw. My sorrow is at its peak for the loss of so many of my children who want nothing to do with me. I feel desolate and alone. Help me, children, save them on time. While my great act of mercy will bring divine light into the world on a magnitude that will take your breath away, it will also be a time of sorrow for those who won't be able to withstand the shock. Please do not be alarmed. I come with great love and compassion for you all. It's because I love you that I now step in to save you from the vile acts being carried out by global powers who want to deplete the population of the world. They want to do this through control. I won't allow them to do this. My Father is waiting. If man accepts the sins of which he is guilty, then the world will become a place of peace and love. If he fails to heed the lesson from the warning, he will not be spared. That is when the hand of my Father will fall. I am Jesus Christ, King and Savior of all mankind.